The report comes from the Pacific Institute in partnership with the Environmental Justice Coalition for Water.
We wanted to take a closer look at how water shortfalls had impacted particular communities.
Laura Feinstein is a senior research associate with the Pacific Institute. She says the findings highlighted serious inequities.
Two-thirds of the drought-impacted public water systems were serving a disadvantaged community.
And says Feinstein, dry household wells were also a major problem for vulnerable communities.
When you have wells running dry in areas where people have limited financial resources, they have a hard time resolving those problems themselves.
The study also looked at the challenges created by drought surcharges.
What looks like a relatively small increase in cost to your average income family has a big impact to people who are already struggling to just pay their basic expenses.
So what to do about all this for future droughts? Well, Feinstein says improving data collection would be a good first step.
We're calling for a systematic approach to collecting information on which public water systems are facing shortfalls in their supply.
You can read the report and its specific recommendations at the Pacific Institute's website. Jeff Bell, KCBS.